So I got divorced in 2006, and I dated a few people, long relationships for a few years. And then I decided that I needed to... those people were completely opposite from my husband. They were creative people, fun people. And still, it didn't really work out. So I decided, okay, all right, I need to try something different. So I made a profile on OkCupid, like so many of my predecessors tonight have done, and entered that weird world. Well, I met a guy who was more like my husband. He was he had a good job. He lived in Greenbelt. I don't really even know where that is. I found out. But he like didn't know about Baltimore. He doesn't get Baltimore. And really, that's not okay with me. But I decided to overlook that. And because he was good on paper, he had a great job. He had a Corvette. And I'd never ridden in a Corvette. I know, fancy. And he had a big screen TV. All these things were very important to him. And they were foreign to me. So I was up for the adventure. I thought, okay, I'll try this. This is good. His name was Flip, by the way. Yeah. I should have run at that point. So for our first date, we met at a nice restaurant, and we had a good meal. It was really good food. And he told me all about himself for hours. And I like a good story, so I listened for hours. And so I got his whole life story, and I found out. So he was 40 when I met him, and I found out that he was a virgin until he was 35. Yeah, for no good reason. He didn't even have an explanation. Like, not religious reasons or anything like that. And then he told me he had also taken the last 2 years off from sex. So I know this is a lot of information, but this was all first date information, so it's a lot. So, all right, so I'm doing the math, 35, so like 3 years experience of sex, okay, all right, so game on. I was like, ready, okay, challenge, a project for me, I can do this, all right, this will be fun. So we did, we went out for a couple times, I wanted to ride in the Corvette, come on, that was fun. And then one day I found myself near Greenbelt, actually, during the day. So I said, okay, I'm going to stop by for lunch. He worked from home. All right, I'm going to stop by for lunch. We'll just have lunch. He answered the door with no pants on. Really, like, yeah, he was wearing boxers. I'll give him that. So he's wearing boxers, and he says, I want to show you what I bought. Come on in. So he ordered everything from Amazon. He didn't leave his house, I think. But he ordered a gross of condoms. They sell them in, like, you know, whatever. Like, yeah, 1,000 condoms. So I was like, okay, all right, good. That's wonderful. And then he showed me the gift he bought for me. He bought sex furniture. A set for himself and a set for me. It's like, have you guys seen this stuff? It's like gymnastic wedges and things. Like, and I don't know. He found a new hobby and he bought all the equipment. And that was it. I said goodbye. That was all. The end.